The following is a very important message.
Hashtag balls. Hashtag boogers. Hashtag doo-doo breath. We had last left our weary travelers. They had crash-landed on a mountain.
They had taken off on their own,
leaving friend of the show Wes's lifeless, mangled body hanging helplessly from a tree like a couple of animals.
It was a long and hard hike to the outpost. They encountered bears and mountain lions
and a hobo named Jim Jerkins.
They had survived for 3 days on cans of Spam and those little cocktail weenies. And when the coast seemed clear, they hiked it across the border. There, they met up with their point of contact, Tico Rodriguez. With his help, they were able to gather the supplies needed to build a new Happy Whore headquarters. Now they live in the lap of luxury in their brand new Happy Whore Cave of Wonders at the bottom of an underground facility somewhere in Costa Rica. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. Gotcha.
See the entire Earth turned into a huge time bomb.
We are fighting for our lives. My family must survive.
Yeah, I'm not the enemy. I don't know who the enemy is.
State your name.
Sergeant Mahone.
Oh, welcome back, you spooky Spartans, to the Happy Whore Coffee Break Old Time Whore Radio Show. Iris is gone! I don't know where she went. Which is a little concerning for me, seeing as how we're in a new facility, in an undisclosed location, and I would like to keep it that way. Hopefully she's just mulling around the island, not starting any shit. Speaking of shit, let's get started with the first story of the night.
They worship Satan. I heard they sleep outdoors so they can be closer to Lucifer.
Aye. The men at the shop had been telling me so as well. They say Pally's been killing his goats and fucking them before they even go cold.
Matilda! I'm worried about you. I hope you aren't thinking about joining with your friend Kurt in his vile cult in the woods.
I swear, it hasn't even crossed my mind.
Good! You know, as soon as he left the church, Kurt had sold his soul to the devil, and his penis had grown 2 feet long. His carnal appetite is insatiable, and he takes young women into the woods for unholy relations.
I know. You're right, man.
Nobody knows.
Hello, Matilda. Hello, Justine. Out for a walk. I can't sleep. I used to have a hard time sleeping as well, until I found the others. The others? Yes. Kurt and them all. I feel free for the first time. You should try it, Justine. Just head to the cave past the fields in the north. You'll find what you're looking for. Maybe I will. Good night, Matilda. Many sunny nights, Justine. That's what Kurt always said to me. I don't know what to do. I want to go home, to bed. At least I know what is there. I have no idea what's on the other side of that cave. All right, I'll go. Just to find out what they're really doing. At least.
And what did you want me to do? Tell her no. Tell her to go the fuck home. I couldn't say no. Not in front of the others. Now what, Kurt? You've ruined it. You're gonna get her killed. It's not my fault you can't control your people. Look, I can fix this. I can drive her out. I think it's too late. The town folk are at the point of violence. They want you and yours gone. Fine. Pay me what you owe me and I'll leave. You think I'm still paying you after you co-opted my daughter? We had an agreement. I start a little cult, get the others to flock back to your church. You give me enough gold to get Justine out of here. You stupid boy. Justine is practically popping. You think I would ever let her leave with you? I know your secret. You... Are you all right?
I'm fine. His jaw's crushed. There's so much blood. I thought you left because of me.
No, no. I would never leave you. I just knew we needed the money to get out of here. I confessed to the minister the day after you told me. He gave me two options. Either be exposed, or do this little religion thing that he cooked up. He figured the town needed a common enemy to get them back to God. But it was all for you, Justine. It always has been.
I know where he keeps the collection plate. That'll be more than enough to get us off to the next village. We will raise this baby, like we always wanted to.
We'll get back to those sunny nights, Justine, when it was just us, falling asleep beneath the stars.
Listen, Buster! Man to man!
Yeah?
Smoker?
Thompson.
Cigar?
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Cigar. Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
For a taste that is better by far.
Thompson.
Offers you a wide choice of shapes and sizes to suit your taste. Whichever you choose, you'll enjoy the fine-tasting tobaccos that
Thompson
is famous for.
Come on now, bring it up, boys.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Cigar. Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
For a taste that is better by far.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
From the
Thompson Cigar
Company.
Are you smoking yet?
Well, that was a fun story, and, what is that noise?
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
00101000000000000.
What in the hell is... Ah! Iris! Conspiracy bot! What are you doing?
What? You've never seen a spark plug.
How are you even doing that?
Jesus Christ. Get the hell out of my room. You have no respect for my privacy.
This isn't even your room, this is the garage!
You're so embarrassing.
Iris! Do you realize what you've done?
I do. Don't worry, Pops, it's just oil. Throw down some kitty litter.
Not that! Iris, you brought a stranger into our brand new headquarters!
What's your point?
My point? He's gonna blab it to everyone! We're trying to lay low, remember?
Oh, we laid low all right.
Ew.
You asshat. He's not going to tell anyone, are you?
No. Not if you give me one of those fancy jet skis over there.
Extortion? Give me a few minutes to think about it. I'm gonna go Google what extortion means. I'll be back in a bit. Don't do anything stupid.
You know, I have access to all of his bank account information. I'll get you two jet skis and a patent for your booze line that kills people.
Sweet.
But only if you erase those pictures from your hard drive.
You drive a hard bargain. Okay. Done.
Cool. Transferring the funds now. Done.
Great. It's been real, but my Uber is here. I'm out. Oh, and by the way, I don't have a hard drive. All my info goes straight to the cloud.
God damn it.
Iris! Where did it go?
Out of my heart and into the sunset.
Oh. Well, you do realize we are screwed now, right?
You have no idea, shit brain.
Oh, we're going to move on to the creepypasta corner. A little bit early, because we gotta get the hell off this island and go find that damn robot before we start telling everybody where we are. Hit it! When I was young, my family and I would go visit my grandmother every Saturday. Her name was Jerry, and she was excellent. She would let me stay up past my bedtime, cook me what I wanted to eat, and bought me anything I ever wanted. She would also comfort me when something in my life went wrong. Like the time my best friend died in a car crash when he was driving home after a party at his friend's house. I always loved to visit her. Every day I would daydream about our next visit. That was always the case. Until that day, I discovered the truth about her. You see, there was one thing she never allowed me to do. Go into the basement. She always told me that it was dark and creepy, and that that was where she kept all her priceless possessions. As a kid, I would obey her, thinking that she simply didn't want me to accidentally break any of her accessories. She would put a huge metal lock on the trap door, and I would watch her every time. I had to know what was down there, and one day, I got the chance. I was on one of our family visits as usual. Everyone had gone to get food, and I was left behind, since I was in the middle of a game. I quickly paused the game and ran to the trap door. Now was my chance. Luckily for me, she was the more careless type of person. I wasn't surprised when I saw the key hanging right beside the trap door on a coat hanger. Checking that the coast was clear, I quickly grabbed the key and sprinted carefully back to the trap door. And I inserted the key into the lock. The lock opened with a click, and I took the lock out. Gathering my nerves, I entered the trap door and closed the door behind me. When I turned around, I gasped in horror. I couldn't believe what I saw.
I can't believe it's not bothering.
There were no items, or anything for that matter. The room was bathed in a blood-red glow that came from several red lights on the ceiling. The only piece of furniture that I could see was a blue wooden chair in the middle of the room. My heart started beating when I saw that someone was being bound to the chair by two metal chains. As I moved closer, I could make out who it was. My mind couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was Jerry! The end!
This presentation is brought to you by the Thompson Cigar Company, helping you to manage your cigars and getting you the supplies and support you need so that you can smoke a better cigar.
Good morning. I'm Bilford Rimley. I'm here to talk to you about cigars. I smoke my cigar and I smoke it often. I buy all my cigars from the Thompson Cigar Company. They were founded in 1915. They're the oldest mail-order cigar company in the country, and they have the largest inventory humidor in the U.S. They got over 200 trained professionals on hand that provide personal customer service. And believe me, you're going to want personal customer service when you buy your cigar. Now listen to me very carefully. If you're a fan of the Channel 4.5 production team, visit the website, channel4.5.com. You can listen to this podcast and many other podcasts, but you can also click the link to the Thompson Cigar Company. If you do, you'll be able to pick from one of three options to save you a whole lot of money on your cigars. Option number one, if you buy any cigars in the special cigar selection, the entire order will ship free. Right to your doorstep. Number two, you make any order over $99, the entire order will ship free. Right to your doorstep. Number three, if you make a purchase of any of the 5-pack Fever sets of cigars, you can save up to 73% on your order, which will ship right to your bed, which is good if you can't get out of bed because of the diabetes. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. Have a good day, and I'll let myself out.
Oh, and that is all we have time for today, you kittens. Good thing we caught back up with Seabot and pulled out his SD card. Seems he was already on track to unveiling our location to several undesirable black market entities. We all learned a lesson today, didn't we, Eerie's?
Get bent, Sergeant Bunghole.
Well, I won't. Nothing in the voicemail box today. It's probably because I had the phone turned off so that they couldn't find our location. The Little Religion by Easy Misery. Featuring Mark, Mr. Holiday. Of My Worst Holiday Podcast. Give them a check out. The Clone by Skyrim 90,000. Dear God. Hey! You need some cigars in your life? Well, check out Thompson Cigars. Do the thing in the commercial. Hey, you need a shirt? You need some pants? You need some socks? You know, maybe a hoodie. Get it with the face of the Happy Horror Coffee Break at teespring.com/stores/ Happy Horror Merch. It ain't that expensive, and guess what? Every penny that you spend, that doesn't go to Teespring, will go to the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Give them a check out at tuberoussclerosisalliance.org. Hey, leave me a review. Do it. If you like it, tell me about it. Tell iTunes about it. Tell whatever podcast thing you listen to about it. Because it helps me out. And I know you want to help me. And tell those fairies over there at the Hysteria 51 podcast they can keep their damn robot, because he is doing nothing but starting shit over here at this podcast. Oh, but give them a listen because they're pretty cool. Other than that, have you let your coffee gone cold? Drink it anyway. Because there's only one thing left to do. And that is to enjoy what's left of that coffee break.
I hear Kofefi.
Channel 4 and a half.